Laredo, dear brothers, sisters, family, congregation, and all who are present in this funeral service, I would like to open this with singing of Psalter 437, the stanzas 1 and 2. And they are equal also in the Dutch language for degenen die in het Hollands meeluisteren van Psalm 6. De versen 1 tot 7. So now is to sing Psalter 437, 1 and 2. No longer, Lord, despise me, nor in thy wrath chastise me. Thy mercy I implore. How long thine anger cherish, consume, thereby I perish. My soul is troubled sore. What follows? Stanzas 1 and 2 of 437. The scripture reading for this morning can be found in the book of Lamentation, chapter 3, the verses 18 through 36. Deze morgen willen we lezen uit de Klaagliederen, hoofdstuk 3, en dan beginnen met vers 18. And I said, my strength and my hope is perished from the Lord. Remember mine affliction and my misery, the wormwood and the gall. My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. They are new every morning, great is thy faithfulness. The Lord is my portion, saith my soul, therefore will I hope in him. The Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. It is good that a man should both hope and quietly wait for the salvation of the Lord. It is good for a man that he bear the yoke in his youth. He sitteth alone and keepeth silence, because he hath borne it upon him. He putteth his mouth in the dust, if so be there may be hope. He giveth his cheek to him that smiteth him. He is filled full with reproach, for the Lord will not cast off for ever. For though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, to crush under his feet all the prisoners of the earth, to turn aside the right of a man before the face of the Most High, to subverb the man, a man in his cause, the Lord approveth not. Thus for the reading of God's word, let us ask a blessing upon this gathering. Lord, God of the heavens and of the earth, it is in the morning hour of this day that we may gather together with this family, with an old widow, with brothers and sisters, with the spouses, with the children, with the congregation, with the friends. And Lord, thou knowest the reason why we are here together, where a dear daughter is taken away by the cold hand of death, where it became true also for her, and she died. And Lord, now here is a mourning family, plunged in a deep grief. And Lord, thou knowest what lives in each one of their hearts. Thou knowest what goes through their mind. Thou knowest the empty place which has come in the family. Lord, wilt thou then strengthen and uphold them. But above all, Lord, that these callings also may be sanctified in the life of the mother, in the life of the family, in the life of the friends, in the life of us as congregation. Because it will also become our turn that we have to appear before thee. And as we are born, we cannot die. It's so necessary that wonder of true regeneration. And wilt thou then give that also in our life? Wilt thou not withhold thy grace from us, but that this also may, or may give us, that we may turn unto thee, Lord, that we then may come at the right place, that we may come upon our knees in the dust, and that we may begin to beg thee for grace. Wilt thou then work by thy grace in our hearts, that we are not too young for it. We see children sitting here, little children. Lord, wilt thou work in their hearts and life. Lord, Anne Marieke became 53 years old. And Lord, that we say is still young, but for her became eternity. And we do not know how old we will become. But Lord, wilt thou then prepare our young children, the youth of the congregation, the youth, those who grow up. Lord, those who little older, fathers and mothers, and all as we are here present, we need the same. O wilt thou then bind the seriousness of life upon our hearts, and the necessity to be reconciled with thee? O wilt thou then remember the old widow? Our Lord, wilt thou be with her? Thou knowest the empty place in her heart. Thou knowest the empty place also in her life. Thou knowest also what Marika meant for her. And Lord, wilt thou then give unto her what she needs? Or that with all this all she may find a place at thy throne of grace, and that thou wilt fill that empty place with thyself. Lord, then the family, the brothers and sisters with their spouses have stood me around that sickbed so faithfully. And Lord, then they have seen and they have experienced they could not keep Marika here. O Lord, then we may believe many prayers has gone up unto thee. If thou would have mercy, if thou would give recovery, but then we have seen it on the beginning of this week. Or then the end came. Lord, wilt thou remember them too? Also those who came from far. Lord, they have traveled a long way. O wilt thou then be with them? And also when they must return to their homes, here in Canada, or in the United States, or in New Zealand, Lord, wilt thou then be with them? And wilt thou go with them into the unknown future? And here there is ook familie in Nederland die meeluistert. O wil u ook hen gedenken? U weet ook wat de band was met Marika. O wil u dan ook geven, ook in deze uren, wanneer ze mogen meeluisteren, dat uw woord ook ingang mag vinden in hun harten. O dat uw woord ook niet aan hen voorbij zou gaan. O dat het ook in hun hart mocht klinken, bereid uw huis, want ook gij zult sterven. En dat ze ook voor en toebereid zouden worden voor die nimmer eindigende eeuwigheid. O wil u dan zelf de ernst van het leven ook op hun harten binden, opdat ze toch niet zouden voortgaan alsof er geen eeuwigheid aanstaande is, maar dat ze nog mochten leren zoeken en vragen naar u, die toch de psalmen geeft in de nacht. O wil u dan uw genade niet onthouden van hun, maar wil u dan zelf nog betonen, ook uw God, ook te zijn voor hun, een God van nabij en niet van verre. O Lord, wilt thou then remember in this morning, when thy word must be opened, when we have tried to prepare a little portion out of thy word. O wilt thou then give that it may be brought forth in all simplicity, that a seriousness may be bound upon our hearts, and that we may be given also to be used in thy hand as a means, as an instrument for the conversion of sinners, and may there also be a word of comfort. O wilt thou then be surprising God in this morning? Help, strengthen and uphold. We ask it in the forgiveness of all our sins. For Jesus' sake alone we pray. Amen. Dear mother, dear children, brothers, sisters, and family also came so from far also to be with the family in this time. A great empty place has been fallen in the midst of the family, where Marika had a great place in your heart and your life. We know that, we have seen it. But we have also seen you could not keep Marika here. You have stood around that sickbed faithfully. And you have showed also the love to her. But then death was stronger. And so she has been taken away out of this life. The cold hand of death took her away. And now we are here together in a funeral service. In a moment that we may stand still by the truths of God's word. And now we will have to go, and we must go, to the cemetery to entrust the body into the bosom of the earth, where it will be till the last day. And then also that body will arise again. And how will that arise? Oh, then the Lord knows. The Lord knows how that has fallen. But now in a funeral service, when we may come together round about God's word, then for a moment we may open God's word, and it is a serious hour when we come together. Oh, then it is so true what the apostle testifies in the Hebrews, when he says in Hebrews 9 verse 27, it is, and as it is appointed unto men once to die, but after this the judgment. So therein we have the reality of life. And we have seen that in the past days. We have seen that also when we were there in the hospital, and you saw that the end was coming, or that it may leave upon us also a deep impression, or that it is so because of sin, or that has entered into the world. Sin, because of sin, death entered into the world, because we are not created to die, but we are created to live and created to glorify God. But we are fallen creatures, and now you and I, we are born to die. And therefore, one day also we have to appear before God. And now we read in Romans 5 verse 12, wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passes on upon all men, for that we all have sinned. And that we have the reason why we are here. Or that we can have many reasons. You say, Marieke was sick. Yes, she was. But what was now the deepest reason of her death? That was because of sin. And now you say, but was Marieke then a greater sinner as we? Because maybe many of us are much older than Marieke was. No, but the Lord has made a difference where there is no difference. But now the question must come to us. How will it now be with you? And how will it now be with me? When we must stand before the Lord. And therefore in this hour, I would like to ask your attention for a moment by God's word, what you can find in Lamentation 3, the verses 31 through 33, where we read God's word, for the Lord will not cast off forever, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. And on these words, they speak of comfort in a deep grief. And I would like to see that in 3 points. A grieving people. Secondly, God's mercies promised, and in a third place, a desired fruit. Zo dan de woorden van onze tekst kunt u vinden in de Klaagliederen, hoofdstuk 3, de versen 31 tot en met vers 33, waar we Gods woord aldus lezen. Want de Heere zal niet verstoten in eeuwigheid, maar als hij bedroefd heeft, zo zal hij zich ontfermen naar de grootheid zijner goede tierenheden. Want hij plaagt of bedroeft des mensenkinderen niet van harten. De woorden van deze profeet, de profeet Jeremia, die spreken van troost in een groot verdriet. Troost in groot verdriet. En dan zien we daarin in de eerste plaats een treurig volk. Een treurig volk zit er. Wanneer we zien, ook in het verband van dit hoofdstuk, waar de profeet zit daar op de puinhopen van Jeruzalem, waar alles is verwoest en waar alles schijnt tot een einde gekomen te zijn. In een diep verdriet zitten ze daar. En zo mag je ook zien in vandaag, wanneer er toch een familie zit hier, in een diep verdriet. En dan zeg je, hoe moet het nu verder? Een treurend volk. Maar wat doet dat dan de Heere? Wat zegt dan de Heere ook in deze woorden? Hij zegt, want de Heere zal niet verstoten in eeuwigheden. Zo waar moeten we in dat grote verdriet, waar moeten we ons naartoe wenden? Moeten we dan in ons verdriet, moeten we dat dan gaan koesteren? Nee. Maar in ons verdriet, opdat we toch zouden komen aan de voetstoel des Heeren, om daar te komen, daar zijn genadetroon, en om van hem genade af te smeken. We zien ook in deze woorden, Gods barmhartigheid is beloofd, want dan zegt hij in vers 32, maar als hij bedroefd heeft, zo zal hij zich ontfermen, naar de grootheid zijn de goede tierenheden. O dan de Heere, dan kan hij soms een zware last op een mens leggen. Maar als hij nu in die last, ook in dat verdriet, als hij dan ook komt met zijn genade, als hij erin meekomt, oh wat een troost is dat. En wat een barmhartigheid dat hij ook wil betonen in het. Oh wat een wonder dat is, geliefde familie, ook als je meeluisteren mag. Dan ben je op een afstand, maar dan toch iets te mogen ervaren. Dat de Heere er vanaf weet. En het zou toch het grootste wonder zijn. En dan zien we ook in deze woorden is ook de gewenste vrucht. Want wat dat moest nu de vrucht zijn. Ook van wat alles heeft plaatsgevonden. Dan zien we dat zo in vers 33. Want hij plaagt of bedroeft des mensenkinderen niet van harte. Maar waarom doet de Heere dat dan? Opdat het ons zou brengen aan zijn genadetroon, opdat het ook ons mag uitdrijven naar hem, opdat we ook daar zo mochten komen, dat de Heere mocht zijn alles, en wij niets, dat, de Heere, dat wij beginnen te zeggen, Heere, gij zijt rechtvaardig, en ik ben schuldig, Heere, gij zijt waardig om te ontvangen, alle lof, eer en aanbidding, maar ik ben zo waardig om voor eeuwig weggestoten te worden. Maar Heere, wil u dan genade, in genade op me neerzien en wil u dan nog ontferming geven, ook in deze uren. O may dan de Lord remember us, so in this hour, or when we may for a moment also this word may explain in the midst of you, dear mother, dear children, O that dan the Lord also may come. Oh, then in the first place we have said a deep grief, a grieving people. What were then the circumstances when Jeremiah was writing this? It's not so difficult. We all know when the Lamentations were written, they were written in the time when Jerusalem was destroyed. When Jerusalem was one great ruin. Or when perhaps the smoke still went up to the heaven. Or there we see, as it were, the prophet sitting. There we see him sitting on the ruins of Jerusalem. And then we see that bitter complaint coming out. Or when you go through this lamentation. Or then the word, it says it already. It is a lamentation. A deep and bitter lamentation. Or there he sees. Or when he sees how the state of Judah and Jerusalem is. Because then, especially in the first 13 verses, he writes about that. Then he sees also what the enemies does. Or then he sees the enemies, as it were, around Jerusalem. He sees them pointing the fingers to Jerusalem. And he sees them scoffing. They see them speaking evil and also evil about the Lord. or then they mock with Judah, they mock with Jerusalem, bitter complaint, I said. But then, as it were, when he comes further in this chapter, he begins to comfort himself also with God's mercy, with God's justice, with God's providence. Because then he begins to see what the Lord has done also for Israel and what he has done for Judah, and that he in that the judgments which came, the Lord was still gracious. The Lord has still looked upon Judah. The Lord could have destroyed Judah altogether, but no, the Lord has not done it. Why not? Why did the Lord not do that? Because Messiah needed to be born. And therefore there was still a remnant left in Israel and in Judah. Or then he may also say of that, or then when he speaks of it in verse 22, it is as of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassion fail not. So that grieving people, or that he still saw something of the mercies of the Lord in it. And dear family, dear widow, dear brothers and sisters, or that there is a great empty place in your family, or that it is so true, or that when you go through this chapter, when you read the words in this chapter, you say, there are certainly things what I recognize. When I hear about that bitter complaint, or then it's also what lives inside, or what can live inside, and you say, I hope that it will not come out, but that the Lord also may then be given, that we may put the hand on our mouth, the mouth in the dust, and that we may come, as it were, with Jeremiah upon our knees. He came upon his knees. And I think, dear family, when we think back also of the month which lies behind us, because it is only a month ago that message came to us, that great sickness. I believe great many prayers went up also from you to the Lord. O Lord, remember our sister. O Lord, remember our daughter. Lord, will thou give healing? Lord, will thou use the means? Or perhaps it was even bound upon you. O Lord, remember. And then the way went so differently. And perhaps it lives in you. So what Martha had when he came to the Lord Jesus Christ after Lazarus passed away. Then Martha said to the Lord Jesus, he says, Lord, if thou hast been here, my brother had not died. And perhaps it lives also in your heart. If the Lord would have remembered Marike, then Marike would not have died. But now the Lord's ways were different than our ways. And the Lord's thoughts were different than our thoughts. And then we must also be quiet, and we must be silent, and then we must leave the Lord, to let God be God. And that is now something we cannot do that from ourselves, dear family. But that it may bring us then at his throne. But what did also Jeremiah see, and we may see that in this portion too, Then he saw the Lord's mercies still. Because we read, and we see that in our text, but in verse 32, but though he cause grief, yet will he have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. Or when we go through also these words, and I have mentioned already, where, as it were, Jeremiah begins to think, Jeremiah began to consider, the Lord has showed unto Jeremiah also what he had deserved. And what do we then read of him? Then he says, My soul hath them still in remembrance, and is humbled in me. This I recall to my mind, therefore have I hope. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed, because his compassions fail not, or that he may look the other side. He says, Lord, we were worthy to be cast away, all of us. We were worthy that thou also would cut off our life, also my life, the life of all of his people, all of our people. But thou hast not done it, but thou hast still, as it were, given that time of true conversion. And so it is also to you, dear family. Oh, then the Lord has cut off the life of Marike, but you may still sit here. You may still sit here in the land of the living. You may still sit here in the days of grace. And then you are old, it's true. And when you think back also what has gone over you, when you have become a widow, also 3 years ago, still the Lord is still giving time, still in the land of the living. And brothers and sisters, it's also for you. It is of the Lord's mercies that we are not consumed. And then Jeremiah may look through it for a moment. Oh, then he says, oh, then the Lord has still merciful to us. And then we read so in verse 23, they are new every morning. And then he may even sing of the ways of the Lord. And he says, great is thy faithfulness in everything what came upon him, in the deep ways he had to go. And then to sing that, we need grace for that. And dear family, to say that then, also in the deep grief what came in your life, then to say, great is thy faithfulness. Yes, is every morning new. And then he may say something. And that is such a blessing if we may say that with him. Must it not make us jealous if we may say that with the prophet? He says, the Lord is my portion, and therefore shall I hope. Oh, that is now not something, but that is now everything. If that we may say that with the psalmist, with the prophet, the Lord is my portion. The Lord has looked upon me. The Lord has taken me for his own account. How is that now in your life? How is it now in my life? Can we also say that with the psalmist? Oh, then he is so faithful in his promise. And then he says, I have lost so much. If I see what it all has taken place in Jerusalem, yeah, we have lost so much, but I still have the Lord, and therefore I have everything. And now family, oh, when we then see what is fallen away, that is a great loss, and that is a loss what you will feel, especially also for you, mother. Oh, then that will be felt, but if you may say then, I have received the Lord for my portion, then you have everything. And that it would be such a wonder if you also may say that with the prophet. Oh, the Lord is my portion. Oh, then, and how can he become your portion? Must I go into that? I will not do that in this morning. But we also know can only in the Lord Jesus Christ and him crucified. Oh, then we have to lose everything of self. Now we have to lose also that our own conversions, but that we then may have him for our portion. Then we have everything. And that is now so necessary. Will you also seek for that? Children, you're still young. You may still sit here and you think of your aunt. You say, yeah, but my aunt was already older. But we do not know how old we will become. We have many examples also among us. Also young lives can be taken away by the cold hand of death. And then we need to be prepared. Now we need to be able to say with this prophet when he says, the Lord is my portion, and therefore shall I hope. Oh, what a blessing it is if the Lord may be our portion. Now we have everything. Oh, then we have sufficient in every way we go. Can you say that? Can I say that? Or then Jeremiah could say it even in verse 24b. He says, my soul. So he knew, I have a soul. I have a body and I have a soul. And now our soul and body, as we sit here, they are still together. But in death, that soul and body will be separated. And when our soul leaves the body, then the body is given over to decay. And then we have to bring it away. We have to lay it in the grave. And there it will be till the last day. And then it will arise again. And now that soul and body, that will then be reunited again. And how will that then be for you and for me? Oh, that we then may make haste for our life's sake. Paul could testify. He says, no matter what overcomes in this life, I am persuaded that neither death nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. He says, that soul that is safe, how is it now with you, with me? And under this funeral service, we have to ask that question to one another. We are traveling through this time to eternity. And I had to think of what Habakkuk says. Habakkuk says it so. He says, when everything was taken away from him, he says, yet I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will rejoice, will joy in the God of my salvation. Dear family, can you say this? Perhaps you say, I don't dare to say this. I don't dare to, because I are housing now with me. Oh, that also may drive you out to the throne of grace, that it would give you no rest until you may know upon a good ground to be hidden in Christ, or that you may become for his account. It so says in our text, but though he cause grief, yet he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. Or that he will have compassion, or if we may see also that wretched state in which we live by nature. But if you begin to cry unto the Lord, begin to seek for him, begin to ask for him, to say, Lord, remember me in grace. Let me thy salvation see. There comes a yearning for him. And now you cannot live outside of him any longer. And then it says so in the text. And he will have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies, because there is something in you. Because there is something in you that makes it worthy. Because it is something that makes you to ask for him, and that makes the Lord, that he, as it were, has compassion upon you. No, it's not because of you. It will never be because of you. And happily, it will never be because of you. Because if it was because of anything what was in you, that was so for sure a lost case. But now he will have mercy upon his people. Why? Because of Christ. Then he looks upon his people in Christ. And then he sees in his people no sin in Jacob and no perverseness in Israel. And then he can look upon them with compassion because of what he had done, or because of the eternal, that eternal good pleasure in Christ. O dear family, O that we may be found in him, But what do we also see in these verses? We go to that last verse, what we have mentioned, where we see in verse 33, and that is then the desired fruit. For he doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. What must that then do with you? What must it do with me? Also, this calling, what comes to you and to me, also to you as family, when you see your daughter, when you see your sister, what must that do then with us? That must bring us at his feet. Or then there is a reason why Marieke had to pass away. Why was that? I said it in the beginning. It was because of sin. Sin, what came into the world. That sin, that first sin in Adam, that eating from the forbidden tree. But also, that was the original sin. But also our actual sin makes us worthy to death. Oh, then the Lord has said, the day thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die. And we see it also around us. We all will come to that place that we have to close our eyes. And if the Lord does not return on the clouds of heaven, that will be all our portion. But now, what must now this do in your life and in my life? That must give us a place at his throne. Or then it is ultimately, it must bring us there. It must bring us at his feet. Because we read so in the text, he doth not afflict willingly. And there in the original we read, he does not afflict with his heart. So it is not that it comes from his heart. It is not his desire to afflict man. It is not, as we can do sometimes, out of ill will, that we begin to afflict someone. No, it has a deeper reason, family. Oh, that it also may bring us, but we may see it, that our eyes may be opened for it. Or that we may come down at a place, Lord, thou art righteous also in thy doings. Or that thou hast taken away our daughter, our sister. Or thou art righteous because we have no rights. We have no rights even to have her in the midst of us. But that it now may bring us as a guilty sinner at his feet. Oh, then we must say, Mother, Marieke was lent to you, and now you had to give her back again. And brothers and sisters and family, you could have Marieke for a moment for 53 years in your midst. You have also enjoyed one another. I have seen it also, the bond which there was, the bond of love what was among you. And as a blessing, if you may see that, but then that also came to an end. And now you have to reflect also what lies behind, Mother, when you think back of the years past. And brothers and sisters, when you also think of the years back, what does not remain? And you say, only guilt from our side. Did we seek? Did we also have that one thing needful? Was that bound upon the hearts? Or that we can be so busy with so many things, even with things what is necessary, but that one thing needful that can be so, as it were, that is so far away from us. Oh yeah, we go to church. Yes, we go to a catechism class. Yes, we ask for it. But does it now really, is it reality for us? Also one day that it will come for me, that I have to meet the Lord, and that I, as a family, and that we say, come, let us bow our knees together. Let us beg the Lord, if he will, also remember us. Marieke received a sickbed, only a month. But in that sickbed, was she able to seek, you say, Yeah, in the beginning, perhaps, that was still able. But when I talk to her, she says, I do not even realize what all is going on with me. So she was, as it were, she could not even wrap her mind around it, what was going on. And so it can be when we become sick, even when we may receive a sickbed, that we cannot even seek anymore. Therefore, when must you seek congregation? When must you seek also dear mother and brothers and sisters? You must seek in your healthy days. And then it says, today, when you thou hearest his voice, harden not your heart, but now seek him while it is yet time. Marieke received a sickbed, we said, but how many do not even receive a sickbed? They are taken out of this life, so in a moment, and then they have to appear before God. Therefore, seek him. And it comes so that message to us. Also, that message what I must bring in this day. Prepare now to meet thy God. Or be now prepared for that day that you may meet him in peace. And otherwise, will not be well with you, will not be well with me. Or what is now so necessary for you, and what is now so necessary for me, that is our true repentance, or that we may come upon our knees as a sinner, repent and leave the sin, and that we may begin to beg for grace. And what do we now read? Now may also read that sure promise of the Lord, when that true repentance may take place. Now I may also point to that word, because that it says, for he does not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men. Or then he says, then the Lord will not cast them off, then he will have mercy upon them. We have read it so clearly. Yet will I have compassion according to the multitude of his mercies. So when a true sinner may come as a guilty sinner at his feet, or then the Lord will look upon him, because we never read in God's word, nowhere in God's word, that the Lord has cast away a guilty sinner. But now to become such a guilty sinner, or that it also may be bound upon your heart and my heart, turn ye, why should you die and not live? We have to close. Or then we have tried to consider a little portion out of God's word. A word what comes to us, to you and to me, is a warning word, but also an inviting word. Where do we have to be? That we may then come truly upon our knees, that we may begin to seek for him, and that we may cannot live outside of him any longer. Or we have seen the reality of life. Jeremiah has also seen it when he wrote this down. But then he also could look higher. It is the mercies of God that we are not consumed. We are all going the way of all flesh, for you and for me. And where will we then spend eternity? Two ways I have tried to set before you. We are wise or we are foolish. There is no other way. There is no third way. You cannot say, family, I am neutral. I am on neutral ground. No, it is the one or it is the other. Or that we then may be given to become those true seekers. And dear mother, and dear brothers and sisters, or that it also may drive you out to the throne of grace. And that you also may take along these words, or we have tried to lay in your midst. Or when you read this portion, for the Lord doth not afflict willingly, nor grieve the children of men, but is for a reason, oh, that it also may bring you at his feet, at his throne of grace. Amen. We'll close with the singing of Psalter 444, the stanzas 6 and 7. That is from Psalm 103, the verse 8. En vers 8, vers 8 en 9. Zo op Psalm 103, vers 8 en 9 voor degenen die in Holland meeluisteren. En we will sing dan Psalm 444, de stanzas 6 en 7. Lo, as for man, his days are like a shadow, like tender grass as flowers of the meadow, whose morning beauty fadeth with the day. For when the wind but lightly passeth o'er it, it's gone anon, and nothing can restore it. It's found no more, it vanisheth for aye. now close with a word of prayer. Lord, we have come at the close of this funeral service. Thou hast given that we could be under thy word for a moment. Will thou then remember the widow, the mother, the children, the brothers, sisters? Thou knowest what lives in their hearts. Thou knowest when they must go to the cemetery. Thou knowest the grief in the heart. Thou knowest how difficult this is. But Lord, will thou then strengthen and uphold them? Give them what they need for the body, for the soul, for time, for eternity. And will thou then be a God ever near unto them? And that also in the furtherance also of this day, when we must go to the cemetery, everything may be done decently and in order. And to that end, we may also lay the funeral director before thee with them who help him. Will thou also be with them, help and strengthen, give so that they may do that with the love of their heart, but that they also may feel a little what it is, what it means, death. O Lord, bind it upon our hearts and bind it upon their hearts. And will thou then be a God ever near unto us? Remember so, and give thy help and strength, and give a word to speak at the cemetery. We ask it for Jesus' sake. Amen. Dear family, dear mother, brothers and sisters, and all who are here present, also from Eventide Care Home, or those who have worked together with Marieke. It is so true what we read in 1 Samuel 20, verse 3, where David says to Jonathan, when he says, there is but one step between me and death. And on every funeral, so when we here are here together, that's also a calling to us, that also our death will not be far off. And then the question comes to you and to me, when will it be our turn that we must meet with the Lord? We must, one of us must be expect to be the next one. And perhaps when we look around and we look to an older person, but it will not say that it will be an older person, can be even the youngest of us. So what is now so necessary, that through conversion, that we be prepared to meet with our Maker. It says so clearly in God's words, prepare to meet with the Lord. And so that preparation is given to us in this time, and that we then may be prepared. Or then it's in the cold morning when we stand here, and very sadful, much grief fills the heart, but that we then may turn to the Lord with all our grief, with all our sadness, and that we may find a place at His throne. Dear family, where must I point you to? Or then, it is so true, between cradle and the grave, something needs to take place. We must be cut off from the old Adam, and we must be planted into the new Adam. We must become a new creature. We must be born again. And that's now for you and for me. And if we may know that, then we can go through this life, and then we may go, then the way can be different for each one of us, but we will come through this life. And on Asaph, he could also say, when it was not easy for him, but he could say, nevertheless, I am continually with thee. Thou hast holden me by my right hand, and thou shalt guide me with thy counsel. Then it is so true. And then he says, and then afterward thou shalt take me up into glory, receive me into glory. And then it's so true. Death has not the last word, because then that grave, also this grave, and all the graves here will so be opened one day, and then also this grave, and then soul and body shall be reunited again, and then we have to meet with our judge, and on what side will we then stand? That it will be eternal well or eternal woe, or that we don't make haste for our life's sake. Dear family, we will keep it short also because of the cold. But may that drive on us out to the Lord, and also children here, young children, oh, that you also may learn to seek the Lord while you are young. You are not too young to seek the Lord, not too young to die either. And we are neither too old to die, oh, that it then may be given to all of us to seek Him while it is yet time. We'll now go over to the burial to seed this body into the earth. Dust thou art, and unto dust thou shalt return.
On behalf of Mum and the rest of the family, I've been asked to express a word of thanks to the many people who provided support during Marika's illness. Reverend Clare, Elder Grundyke, Elder Grisnick, Elder Vanderbrink, thank you for the pastoral care, the visits, your prayers, instructions. Reverend Adams also for the pastoral visits with Mum and with the family. We pray that all this may be blessed to our hearts also. The Calgary and Lethbridge Hospital staff, your efforts to help Marika during her illness are much appreciated. There have been many comments in appreciation of the hard work and considerate care that you provided. Martin Brothers Funeral Home, we appreciate your thoughtful and professional care after Marika's passing and your considerate care during this difficult time. Menno and Barb, you have been a great support for Marika and Mom. Barb, you especially spent much time with Marika in the days leading up to her hospitalization. You were a great support to her during a very difficult time. Menno, you tirelessly gave your time to bring family in and out of Calgary, making sure that there was opportunity to visit in the hospital. Margaret and Quinn, you have also given much of your time. Spent time away from the children, missed meals, and worked many hours to ensure Marika received the care she needed. Your children also have put in a wonderful effort to allow you to be away from home. Lainika, Erica, Marlene, and Elsa, you all traveled and spent much personal time with Marika. It was a difficult time for all of you. Your support for her and the rest of the family, especially during the last difficult days, did not go unnoticed. Even the hospital staff noted that you worked together in a way that they do not often witness. Tim, you have helped with many arrangements and provided much care also here and from home. Your efforts are appreciated. It gives a great deal of comfort to Mom and family to know that these tasks are in good hands. David also, while far away, your thoughts, prayers, and messages were timely and much appreciated. All the nieces and nephews, your well wishes, thoughts, and prayers were frequently relayed to Marika and provided support and encouragement to all. Marika had many friends, acquaintances, and co-workers. Many of you sent messages and helped in whatever way you could. Your kind words and shared memories remind us that Marika will be missed by more than just her family. It is a humbling reminder that she touched many lives with her selfless activities. Also, a heartfelt thank to other friends, acquaintances in the community who have visited and provided support, meals, transportation, lodging, and encouragement. Likewise, the staff at Bethesda who continue to provide such caring support for Mum as she deals with her loss. We are extremely grateful for the ongoing care. There may be many we have missed. It was not intentional, and we thank you.
We will now close with a word of prayer. Lord, we have been here at the gravesite, and thou art the silent hearer. Thou hast seen what has taken place. Thou knowest the grief what there is in the hearts. May we lay one another before thee. Will thou sanctify this calling to all of us, and will thou then go with us into the unknown future? Will thou strengthen and uphold the mother, will thou strengthen also the child, the brothers and sisters with their families, and will thou be God ever near unto us? Will thou remember each one of us here gathered together? We think also of Eventide and Bethesda care homes. Oh, will thou provide also for them? Lord, will now go with us also in the unknown future. Go before us, help and strengthen. We will also may also acknowledge thee for all what thou hast given, that everything could be done decently and in order. Or will thou then give an acknowledging heart, and will also be a God ever near unto us. Forgive all our sin, all what was sinful and amiss, and will thou bless thy words for Jesus' sake. Amen.
family members and friends, this concludes the formal portion of our funeral and graveside service. Please take the time that you need here at the graveside and make your way when you're ready. If anyone is feeling extra cold and doesn't want to walk back, the limousine is available, so we'll have a driver there, and they can take you back to the church if you don't feel like walking. Thank you very much.